You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
That when it snows, my eyes become large, and the light that you shine can't be seen.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Text us at that same number, and I'm joined by Main Street Alliance's own Matt Rayburn. Did I butcher it?
A little bit.
what is it? How do you pronounce it?
It's Matt Rayburn.
Rayburn. Okay, Rayburn. And I apologize for that. You know, you couldn't just have a name like green or white or brown. Mr. Rayburn. But anyway, you are with Main Street Alliance. And I am so happy to have you on, man. I know we're going to have a great conversation. You're a small business owner in where?
Yeah, I'm in Mount Horeb, Wisconsin. So it's a small town, a little west of Madison.
Yeah, I know where it is.
Yeah, we have a craft beverage business. And so we make hard cider, and we just started doing a distillery as well. And then we have a restaurant. So, yeah. But we're small, like 20 employees, and it's just sort of a farm to table restaurant. First I want to say thanks for having me on the show, Earl. It's awesome to be here. And we're members of Main Street Alliance, and they told us, or they invited us on here because they knew tariffs were impacting our little business. And it seems like a great way to talk about it.
So let me ask you, 20 employees, you say small business. If you look at the definition of small business in this country, they say 500 employees and under. Yeah. So if 500 employees and under is small, then you're really a gnat, right? I mean.
Oh, yeah. We're a little peon. I mean.
So the reason I ask that is because the conversation that has been had about these tariffs is that people should just be patient. You're a small business owner. Why are you sounding out if you just trust the president of the United States? There's going to be a little pain. And he says, I believe it's going to be beautiful. It's going to be beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. If you just, maybe I think a year from now, maybe. He wants to give you a maybe. He wants to affect your business, your small business owner. You don't have a margin that allows you to do that kind of risk assessment, do you?
Yeah, no, that's exactly right. I mean, small businesses like ours, we run on tight margins. We're, we don't have a lot of room for error, and we're paying our employees the best we can pay them, and we're giving customers the best price we can pay them. And if you have tariffs that are adding to our costs, we end up having to raise our prices. And then, that hurts our customers. We're basically passing this tax on to our customers. The tariffs are a tax that we have to pay. We're buying some bottles from overseas. We're paying a tariff on that. It adds to our cost. And, we don't have a lot of room for error. So we got to pass that cost on. And then it just creates inflation for customers. Like a lot of economists are saying, if you do this, you're going to get a recession. And then that just hurts the little businesses like us the most, because we're vulnerable, and you know, if there's a recession, people aren't going out to eat as much. They're not buying a nice drink. And so we see less customers come in the door. So it hurts us. It hurts our customers. They're paying more. You know, our customers aren't all rich. They're, you know, they can't absorb every extra cost.
The Dickens, you say.
Yeah.
So small people may say, what are you doing buying bottles overseas? Why aren't you buying American?
Well, yeah, that's a good question. I mean, we do buy a lot of American stuff. We buy from a bunch of local farms. Like, most of our stuff is actually American. But for this particular bottle, we couldn't find an American manufacturer that made it. And we, you know, there's a bit of marketing that you have to do to play the game. You can't just like pick any old bottle and expect it to sell as well, you know? So we found a manufacturer overseas that made the bottle, and it was way cheaper than if we bought something in the States. You know, things are a little more expensive to make in the States in general. So even if you do buy American, you're still probably going to see that increased cost. So it's kind of a, you know, I'm not like anti-buy American by any means, but, you know, I also think we need to recognize that some of these things we're getting overseas that are much cheaper make our lives a little easier, and trade is, you know, overall a little more efficient when you take those barriers like tariffs out of it.
You also use the dreaded word, you're buying these bottles from China?
Yeah.
Okay, well, you know, if Donald Trump and his minions of MAGA, if you buy anything from China, you're a traitor. And yeah, but man, come on, man. I don't know why people don't understand that the majority of the things that we get in this country are coming from China.
Yeah, there's a lot coming from China. And I'm not a China expert. I can't say, you know, in global politics what really matters there, but you know, I'm sourcing from this little company. They're just a small company. And like, I know they're getting crushed by all this too, you know, and they're people, like, we're all people. Like, why do our leaders have to like make this a mess for us? Is kind of the way I see it.
You know, you're in Mount Horeb, a little small town. You're not a fat cat, you know, you're a guy who's trying to make it, man. You know what I mean? You got 20 employees and their families who depend on you. And, you know, you could very easily just throw in the towel. But small business people who have, you've got commitments to your employees, right? And their family, it matters, right?
Absolutely. I mean, you're a small business like this and you're like a family. Like, the people I work with, yeah, they need the job. You know, it's interesting. You look at we're in Southwest Wisconsin, right? And once you get a little west of Madison, it's all small towns.
Right.
And most of these small towns small businesses run these little economies. Like, 3 out of every 4 jobs in these small towns is just in a small business. And, you know, and getting back to your point about being patient, like, I'm amazed that some of these people have voted for Trump, knowing that this kind of policy was coming into place. You know, you look at a lot of small towns in Wisconsin, and that's like the swing, that's the swingiest spots, right? And those are the people who elected Trump. And I'm hoping that they start to see, like, okay, maybe we made a little mistake here, especially as they see prices go up. And I mean, they elected him on costs and inflation. That's what they wanted him to fix. And here he is doing this exact thing that causes inflation. And hurts them more. So, yeah.
You know, as you sit back, and I'm sure where you are in the town you're in, there were Trump signs everywhere, you know, and, you know, clearly those people believed he was going to change some things for them. I don't think they ever thought he was going to, you know, totally ignore the very issues that, you know, they elected him for. But clearly they know now. And so I don't know how much clearer you know, we have to make it. You're a small business owner, a guy who's, you know, scrapping by, trying to make it, trying to live the American dream and bring other families along with you. And here they are. Well, we're going to put 120% tariffs on China. Oh, no, we'll do 200. And people are saying, yay, 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 yay. And they don't even understand, man. They're putting that on themselves. They're the ones who are going to suffer.
Absolutely, yeah. It's sort of, I mean, Trump's a con man, you know? He just sort of he's selling this idea of like bringing back American manufacturing as like a, he dangles that as a carrot in front of people. And he says like, oh, this is the way we can do it. But he's a mysterious one, because is he as dumb as he looks sometimes, or is he actually pretty smart, or is he like kind of dumb, but there's people in the background who are smart? And, it's hard to tell.
Well, we had him for 4 years. Okay.
Yeah. Should have known better, right?
And some of us who are long of tooth have watched him for over 40 years.
Yeah.
So we have some of us, you know, we know who he is, right?
Yeah.
And so none of this surprises us. It's the reason why, because again, he was the president a little over 4 years ago. It's not like a guy who we have to wait and see who he is. We knew.
Yeah.
And yet, you know, he was able to convince people that he was going to do these things for them. And I don't know, short of waiting 4 more years, Matt, you know, I don't know what else they can do, man.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, next year we got a midterm. I think it's these small towns that where we got to like make some progress and start, you know.
Are those conversations being had in the small towns?
I think a little bit. I mean,
a little bit.
Yeah. I was, you know.
Hey, Matt, hang on, Matt. 855-752-4842.
Reboin.
Go ahead. What is it?
Matt Reboin.
Reboin. Yeah. All right. What can I do, man? 855-752-4844. What'd you say?
Keep butchering that name all day.
Hey, man. Hey, you pronounce it.
Matt Reboin, right?
No.
Reboin. I guess we're both going to continue butchering.
All right. 855-75. So when we come back, I'll say, hey, Matt, say your name.
Yeah.
855-752-4842. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show.
You know you can go, but why don't you stay until tomorrow?
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
To the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. Text us at that same number. My guest is Mr. Matt
Reboin.
Reboin.
Yeah.
All right. He is a small business owner. He's He's a restaurateur, and he's also a craft
hard cider, and we started a distillery too.
In Mount Horeb, Wisconsin, we're having a dialogue about the impact of, you know, tariffs on his business. Let's go right to the phone line. Let's go to Tom. Good morning to you, Tom. You have a question or comment?
More of a comment. I too run a small business, and yeah, everything ever since Trump's first round here, things have been horrible for me. Things just died off. I can't find employees that have any skills that I require for my business. According to Newsweek, we're talking about bringing manufacturing back. It would cost anywhere between $30,000 for the cheapest model to about $100,000 to manufacture one iPhone in this country, with if we did everything locally sourced. So the people just do not realize what a global economy is. Trump just wants to keep this close all borders and everything and make us apparently self-sufficient, which we could never, ever be. And about tariffs, Madagascar produces really nothing but vanilla. And they have the biggest, I think it's like 9 million or 9 billion. I'm sorry, I don't know the exact. But that's all they really export to us. But we put a tariff against them because there is that trade imbalance. But that's all they produce, and it's a very, very poor country. They can't afford stuff from us. So what is the point in all this?
Well, the point in it is Madagascar, they have a lot of penguins over there, and those penguins. Oh, anyway, thank you very much for the call. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Let's go to Tim from Eau Claire. Good morning to you, Tim. You have a question or comment for my guest?
Yeah, and comment. You were talking with CJ last time about this anti-Semitism stuff.
Hey, well, you need to turn your phone down, man.
Okay, hang on.
All right.
Okay. Is that better?
Yeah, go ahead.
Is that better?
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, anyway, if they were concerned about anti-Semitism...
Hey, listen, you know, Tim. Listen, Tim.
You got to turn his radio off.
Hey, Tim, turn your radio off. Okay.
Okay, there.
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, you know, the Arabs are Semitic people, too. They're related to the Jews. So really what they're getting at is white people who, I guess the majority of Jews are white, but they don't care anything about the Arabs or anything, but they are Semitic people. So they're just using that as a, you know, I don't know, a straw man or something. They don't care about the Arabs. They just care about Jewish people.
Hey, Tim, thank you very much for the call. Let's go to Susan from Kenosha. Good morning to you, Susan.
Hi, good morning. I understand the tariffs, and I know how they're going to hurt the small business person. But when I look at this, this is all smoke and mirrors. People don't realize that they're taking our rights away. They're taking away the right to protest. And now which we in Wisconsin voted for, they will be taking voting rights away.
Hey, Susan, do me a favor. Susan, do me a favor. We're going to talk about that after. So call back. Thank you very much. So, Matt, what do you want to say to people who are listening? Because we only got a couple more minutes with you. As a small business owner who struggles, and you speak for many across this nation who are like you, what do you want to say to them?
You know, I guess I want to say, you know, whether you're Republican or Democrat or whatever you are, like, I think it's just important to really think these things through. Don't immediately, you know, believe what you see on the news. Like, you know, actually try to learn it, try to think critically about it. I think there's a lot of, you know, just buying into like what Trump is saying. And there's just, I'm like begging people to just think a little more and pay attention a little more and question, question this guy and question what he's doing. I think that's our only real hope as a nation. If we all kind of wake up and start thinking more, you know, we're humans, we're flawed, we're not going to get everything right. But if we can just use the brain that we have and I mean, honestly, like what it comes down to for me is like Trump is, I don't know if I'm allowed to swear on this show, but I think he's kind of an asshole.
You can say that.
That's, like, to me, that's the underlying problem here is like he does everything from the perspective of an asshole, you know, whether it's dealing with other countries, whether it's dealing with people in our own country. And Tarek is just one more example of that, you know,
Hey, Matt, it's been a blast, man. Listen, we'll reach out to you again. I enjoyed having you on. Good luck, man, and I'm sure we'll connect again. No question whatsoever. I enjoyed having you on. Good luck in the business. 855-752-4842. We'll continue the conversation on the other side.
Yeah, I know.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. That's 855-752-4842. Text us at that same number. You know, Donald Trump talked about Joe Biden taking us into wars. And, you know, what took place in Afghanistan we're fighting right now. Clearly in
Iran.
No, man. Why am I having this? Ukraine.
Oh, Ukraine. Okay. Yeah.
In Ukraine and in Israel. And he condemned Donald Trump and called him a warmonger. And here Donald Trump is saying, President Donald Trump said yesterday that Israel would be the leader of a potential military strike against Iran if Tehran doesn't give up its nuclear weapons program. So Donald Trump is telling the world, and especially, and thank you, Happiness, for Ukraine. I don't know why I couldn't think of Ukraine. But Donald Trump is telling the world that he's going to support an attack by Israel on Iran backed by the United States if Iran doesn't get rid of its nuclear weapons program. And so just to give you an idea about just how crazy it is for the president of the United States to go before the world and threaten nations, you know, with sovereign nations, that if you don't do what we say, if you don't give up, you know, your quest to get nuclear weapons, you know, my proxy, Israel is going to attack you, and we'll be right behind them. You know, I mean, it's just, this is more than anybody can even imagine, that somebody can so cavalierly make those kinds of statements to threaten another nation because they don't do what we say they should do. I mean, just try to understand, you know, the impact of taking our nation, you know, into another protracted war because they won't do what we tell them to do, as if they're talking to children. Come on, man. I mean, this is just insidious, right? I mean, it really is. Well, there would have never been a war in Ukraine, and Russia would have never happened if I was in office. Oh, really? Really? A man with the mentality of Donald Trump? I mean, let's go back to the phone line. Let's go to Susan from Kenosha. Susan, finish up your thought.
My thoughts. Getting back to what I was saying earlier, a lot of this stuff is just smoke and mirrors. But what they are doing is they are destroying the Constitution of the United States and our rule of law. And one of the things that people do not understand is you have to look at the long haul, the long ball, what they're trying to accomplish. What have they accomplished? They are actually going to put down and forcibly put down any protests that the people, we the people, may put together. Now, in voting, and this is what we did, we stuck ourselves in the foot with this when we voted for the last voting rights, and we all said yes to this. But what we did not foresee and what we were saying yes to in the state of Wisconsin is that what's going to happen is you are going to go to the voting booth. Now, if you have changed your name for any reason, I don't care what it is, if you wanted a better name or whatever, or you got married, and that's mainly women, you will not, with your driver's license, will be not allowed to vote. You will have to have identification, and passport. The only way that you, identification, will be your passport, which is going to cost you $150. How many women can afford to go in and get a passport to show your name at birth and your married name? Otherwise, you will not be able to vote. So the next time people go voting, 92 million women and people who change their name will not be able to vote unless they have an up-to-date passport. So that's the long ball.
Hey Susan, thank you very much for that information. You know, let's go to Tom from LA. Good morning to you, Tom.
Good morning, Earl. First, I believe that there's two emotions in the world, and it's fear and it's love. And fear turns into hatred. So I pray every day and I meditate every day for people like our conservative callers, that they don't fear people that are not like them, because that's what brings about hate. And I'd also like to say to the conservative callers, one in particular, that says kids don't read past the third grade reading, which is a lie, and also kids don't know how to read a tape measure. Why don't you get off your dead ass, take these kids to the library, and actually help be part of the solution rather than always just bitching about the problem? You know, I would say 95% of the people out there don't know how to read a tape measure. If that's what you're going to put your, you know, prerequisitions on whether or not you're a competent human being. I bet you there's a lot of things that the people that can't read a tape measure are actually a lot better at other things than that conservative caller that calls up can do. So that to me is just absolutely disgusting. And I do agree with the fact that we really, really need to get money out of politics. We need to all watch Bernie Sanders' interview last night on CNN Town Hall. And also, I'd like to wish my sister Ann, who calls in, a very happy birthday today because it's her birthday. Thank you, Rob.
All right, Tom. Thank you very much for the call. Brendan. Brendan, are you there? Okay. So let's go to line four, man. Bring him up.
Let's try Brendan one more time. Brendan.
Yeah, you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead, man. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to say real quick, the whole funding college argument is just real BS. These foreign kids that come over here pay full freight for their college education. And I've lived in New Jersey since 1980. And I'm quite aware of Donald Trump's history. And anybody that thinks that Donald Trump loves the Jewish people is just really misguided, okay? The guy's about as racist as it comes, all right? We all know what happened with the Central Park Five and all the crap that he did with that. So this whole thing, the argument that is coming up is just misguided, wrong. It's Fox News propaganda. And we need to stop using that. All he sees is beaches and hotels. He doesn't care about the hundreds of thousands of innocent women and kids in Gaza that were killed, that were unarmed and killed.
No, man,
and,
you know.
And Netanyahu is just a warmonger as well.
You know, man, people are not talking at all about what is really going on in Gaza. You know, Israel has now taken control over 50% of Gaza, and they force all the Palestinians that are left into a corner. Understand this is rubble. And they're continuing to bomb, you know, men, women, and children. And for the life of me, man, it doesn't even register, you know, a conversation. You know, I just, man, you know, have a hard time. As a human being, I have a hard time just watching a world that does not care about other human beings, man. Hey, well, the Palestinians, they're human beings, man. Okay? It can't be, well, you know.
Hey, thanks for calling the Earl Ingram Show.
Have more value than others. So, thank you very much for the call, Brendan. Really appreciate it. You know, let's bring Mark up, man. Bring him up. Good morning to Mark. You say what?
Hey there. Regarding Trump's back and forth on tariffs, somebody posted to Twitter very insightful. He said someone could have made a lot of money if they knew the timing of Trump's on again, off again tariffs. And presumably Trump himself might have been playing the market in that regard. Anyway, it's an interesting thought. That's
well, you know, thank you very much for the call. Well, you know, man, it's a game. You know, it's clearly a game. You know, some benefited, some didn't. You know, Trump, the question is whether or not, you know, people talking about, see how smart Trump was. Look at what he was able to do. You know, he's bragging about the largest increase in, you know, one of the largest increases in the history of the stock market. Hey, man, you don't have a right to talk about the increase in the stock market, man. You caused the decrease. What are you talking about, man? Man, come on, man. Everybody's not naive. Some of us can think independently, man. Some of us can think that during the last week or so, 2 weeks, you had some of the worst declines in history of the stock market. under your leadership in the last week or two, man, is so severe that it was threatening, you know, recession and depression. And now that you decided to back off with something you said you weren't going to do, you don't now get credit for the largest increase. Come on, man. That's tomfoolery for some, man. It's not tomfoolery for all of us, because all of us, you know, some of us have our own brains, man. Right? We're not automatons. We don't just follow you and whatever it is you say. We see the handwriting on the wall, man. Handwriting is on the wall. And anybody who hasn't figured out Donald Trump by now, man, you know. All right, 855-752-4842. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Minutes of the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Text us at that same number. Let's go right back to the phone lines. Hey, Eric, what's going on, man?
Hey, good morning, Earl. Good morning, Cardi. Yeah, I just like to say on the tariff war, you know, a lot of people are saying, I mean, I've heard from many experts and stuff like that, that it was basically this orchestrated pump and dump, you know? But it's also an international shakedown that apparently hasn't worked out as planned for the president. And I think that the because the treasury bonds market was tanking, and that being like a harbinger of financial collapse, it seemed like capital stepped in to reassert their power and stop the madness. But if you I would implore your listeners to Google the name Charles Schwab, the investment banker name.
Yes.
Google Charles Schwab, who visited the White House yesterday and met with the president, and they have a brief exchange that was caught on a hot mic. And it basically gives away the game. Talks about how much money they all made off of this pump and dump. But what it also does is it deflects attention away from what the House is doing currently. A prior caller had talked about the SAVE Act, which is the changing of names and the birth certificate and stuff like that, built on fear of illegal immigrants voting, things like that. But it would be devastating to American voters as well, particularly women who have their changed their name for whatever reason. And it's all to make room for trillions in tax cuts for billionaires, all the things they're working on, all the things the House is working on right now that people aren't paying attention to.
You know, Eric, thank you very much for the comment. I wish I had more time. David, you're up.
April 15th is coming up. Elon was in the Treasury, and I do not want to put money into the Treasury. So I'm urging people to donate money to local charities. Charities that you know and trust that'll give you a tax write-off, and put it in your IRA. You can do it for last year. And if you have local bond issues, put it into there. Don't fill up the treasury this year.
Hey, David, thank you very much for the call. Bill from Oconomowoc, you're up next.
Earl, I think you know this. Many people know this. China holds a lot of the debt on the U.S.
That's correct.
If they get ticked off enough and pull it, we will go right to our knees, and Trump isn't smart enough to figure that out. Thanks, guys. Have a good day.
All right. Thank you very much for the call. Let's go to line three. Who do we go ahead, Ron?
Hello. My issue is, what about the tech billionaires? Once that group and its connectivity has taken over all the agencies, all the subcontracts, and therefore the complete system that has to do with the citizens of the nation, are not we then subject to the billionaire tech industry and those individuals, because we have no other recourse but to be under their online platforms?
You know, Ron, there's so many different aspects to what is transpiring right now, and the people who sat around and concocted this plan. And at the end of all of it is the pain and suffering of the American people. And so you are right. I wish I had more time, so thank you very much for the call. Ollie, you're up.
On a good note today, and thank you for all you do for the special needs people and for your wonderful idea of the prom. I worked with special needs for several years when I was younger, and then again later on in life I did home health and took care of two parents of special needs, and after they both passed away I still went to see her. And you're talking about the music being such a great part. I remember every time I would go and pick her up and take her out for a meal or just for a visit. As soon as she got in the car, I would turn the music up and she would sit there and smile and bop, and she had a great time.
You know, Ollie, thank you very much for the call. Let's go to line six. Whoever that is, just bring them up. Okay. So let me say this. You know, I began the show talking about the special needs prom, that I am going to have another great opportunity to spend, you know, 10 hours or so with special people doing some special things. And, man, there's nothing like it. I'm so excited. I'll be like a kid on Christmas morning with a brand new toy on tomorrow when I leave here, because I know the impact that we're going to be having on, you know, the least of these, my people. People who, you know, are invisible. But they won't be invisible tomorrow. The spotlight will be on them and solely on them. And, man, and they're going to show out. Cardi, they're going to show out. They're going to be all over the floor, man. It's going to be great. Thank everybody who made the show go. I'm going to, you know, revisit the conversation tomorrow, because tomorrow is a big day. Really appreciate it. See you guys on tomorrow.
Let's go.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.